It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. They did it. As much as Nancy Pelosi sounded like she was being muzzled because of the mask she was wearing, not quite enough muzzle for her yesterday. Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio warning moving forward with the impeachment severely going to damage us here in the country.
I do not know where all this goes, and this is frightening for the country. We should defeat this rule, and we should defeat the impeachment resolution when it comes up.
And joining us now to talk a bit more about this, John Decker, Gray Media's White House correspondent. John, you watched it. I'm sure you're a professor and have taught classes on impeachment. You know the proceedings. And it didn't matter how many Republicans stood up there and blasted the Democrats for their actions on zero accountability and the destruction of cities around our country last year. Talk about insurrection. But all of a sudden, the tables have turned, and it's more of a political stance, I believe, moving forward here. So with the impeachment happening twice now for this president, it started when he was elected and, you know, took the office, and it is ironically another impeachment at the end. What's next? Will this go to the Senate before or after the inauguration? And if it's after, how does that work and what can be the outcome?
Well, great question, JT. I was in the House chamber for all 4 hours of those speeches that were made yesterday by Republicans and Democrats. Really fascinating, obviously, to be there for when that's taking place. As for what's next, we could have the impeachment trial take place as early as next week. After Joe Biden is sworn in, and then there will be a new Senate majority leader. It will be a Democrat. It will be Chuck Schumer, and he will lay out the procedures, the timing, the duration of that trial. We've seen trials for impeachments happening from 21 days to 3 months. I think it'll be on the shorter side of things, especially when you consider, JT, it's the beginning of a new administration.
So there's no way this just goes away now. You believe almost 100% that Schumer will proceed just to put the nail in the coffin?
Well, he's constitutionally obligated to do so, JT. So even if Republicans manage to hold on to the Senate and Mitch McConnell remain the majority leader, he would be obligated to have a trial as well. So besides that, we also know the position of Chuck Schumer. He's anxious to have a trial. He's obviously going to vote to convict, and it will be interesting to see the extent to which the vote in the Senate is bipartisan in the manner that we saw that take place in the House yesterday, with 10 Republicans joining with all of the House Democrats in voting to impeach the president.
If, in fact, that does go forward, they convict, so what?
So what is your question, JT?
Yeah, I mean, what really happens? He won't be allowed to run for office again? Is that the point?
Well, yeah, so let me explain that. So you have to sort of cross two barriers to get to that point, okay? And we're very far away from that. The first barrier is getting the 67 votes in the Senate to convict the president. And as we spoke earlier this week, I think it's difficult to get to 17 Republicans voting to convict, but you never know. But let's just, for argument's sake, to have in terms of us having this conversation, say you get to 17, say you convict the president, then there would be another vote that would take place in the Senate, and that vote would be to disqualify the president from ever holding public office again. In that vote, you would need just a simple majority, 51 votes. And that's why I say we're a long way away from preventing the president from, for instance, running again in 2024.
All right. Do you believe today that those 17 votes needed to convict are there?
No, I don't believe they are there. But a lot of it depends on two people in particular in the Senate, in my belief, JT. One is Mitch McConnell, the number one Republican in the Senate, and the other is John Thune, the number two Republican in the Senate. And you know that there's no love lost between President Trump and John Thune. He's been tweeting before, Twitter was taken away from him. He had been tweeting relentlessly against John Thune over the past month or so. So I think all eyes will be on them. And the reason I say that is because they are the establishment. If those two Republican senators vote to convict, they're going to bring a lot of Republican senators who are establishment Republican senators along with them. And keep in mind one thing. I didn't mention this to you the other day. Mitch McConnell, he just won 6 years in the U.S. Senate, six additional years in the U.S. Senate. So he's good to go, you know, in terms of his political future, at least for the next 6 years. Doesn't have to worry about, you know, a primary challenge right away. And that's why, you know, all eyes should be on Mitch McConnell in terms of what he may do.
All right. Very good. John Decker, something to keep an eye on. I appreciate your input this morning. Thank you so much.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.